This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatish Ananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Tuesday, that is 6th of October. Well, Indian markets jumped to a fresh 7-month high led by gains in financials, realty and auto stocks. In fact, Sensex rallied by about 600 points while the Nifty 50 reclaimed 11,650 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on D3, then the Sensex rose by 600 points to close at 39,574 while the Nifty 50 closed with gains of 159 points to 11,662. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in finance, realty, banks and auto stocks, while mild profit taking was seen in metals, oil and gas and power stocks. In fact, if you look at the sentiment, then expectation of relief measures for sectors adversely impacted by the pandemic also lifted investor sentiments in the broader market. Now, in terms of broader markets, the mid-cap index closed with gains of 0.59%, while small-cap index rose 0.5%. And if you look at top Nifty gainers, they were Indusind Bank, Adani Ports and HDFC, while top Nifty losers include names like Tata Steel, Coal India and Britannia Industries. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the finance index rose 3%, followed by the realty index that was up 2.4%, and the banking index closed with gains of 2%. Profit taking was visible in metal index that was down 0.5%, followed by the oil and gas index that fell 0.2%, and the power index also closed 0.19% lower. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like LIC Housing Finance, Dabur India, Tata Motors and Berger Paints. Long buildup was seen in stocks like HDFC Life, Chola Finance, Ambuja Cement and LIC Housing Finance, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Britannia Industries, Exide Industries as well as Shriram Transport. Now, more than 150 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high that include names like TCS, Asian Paints, Mindtree and Infosys. Now, let's also see how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a strong bullish candle on the daily charts, and if the index sustains above 11,564 levels on closing basis, then bulls should remain hopeful, retesting corrective swing high of 11,794 levels registered on 31st August. That's what technical experts suggested. Now, vertical run-up from the lows of 7790 in just 7 trading sessions dragged the indices into the overbought territory, which can be a cause of concern. The weakness in the indices can be expected only a close below 11,564. That's what Mazhar Mohammed of Chartview India.in said. Now, as there are no sell signals as of now, traders can remain long with a stop below 11,590 levels on closing basis and look for a target in the zone of 11,750 and 11,800 levels where they should book profits. Well, that's all. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.